When we get back, we're going to bring Amanda in, and Amanda and Gerhard will all get together and talk about how the marketing works in with us. And again, on Cold Calls, you're listening to KABA, Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM. We're getting down to business, and I'm Dave Weatherholt, providing advice you can use. And I think Amanda Cullen is on the line with us. Amanda, are you out there?
Yeah. Hi, Dave. Hi, Gerhard.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing really good. We have a little bit of time today. I'm just wondering if you wanted to, if you've been listening to Gerhard, and you have anything you want to add or ask of?
Well, you know, I specifically come from the small business marketing aspect of the sales. And from my work with small businesses, one of the hardest things I found is that for many companies is for their employees to overcome the strain between the sales department and the rest of the company. And I guess you probably both have seen this, where a lot of companies sometimes the sales department versus everybody else.
Well, I can answer to that. What we find in the database is when working with clients out there, Amanda, what we find is that the salespeople point the finger at the marketing department. You aren't getting us enough qualified sales leads for us to reach.
Yeah, the marketing department points it right back, and the invoicing department, billing, will point it other places. And so what I have found is that's where successful marketing and branding comes in, but in a different way. You can use marketing to help your entire team support your sales efforts and your business results by coming up with an internal brand and developing that and really nurturing an internal brand in your company.
So you're almost talking about marketing to yourself, developing a campaign to market to yourself.
No, and I can chime in on that really quick, because that's what the Value Strategy Group really focuses on. We notice that a lot of bigger companies, especially medium-large, operate as silos, as standalone silos. There's very little communication going on between sales strategy and marketing departments. So what we focus on is, like Amanda said, we focus on integrating sales, marketing, and strategy into one outbound revenue capture model, an inbound sales communication tool.
Outbound revenue capture model. Whew.
A lot of times people talk about how it's so much better to be the big guy, and it's so much better to be large. But in this case, in the internal brand and helping each employee see the importance of their work towards the business success, small businesses really have the advantage because they can involve each employee in creating the brand. Most small businesses, they feel like an extended family to an extent, you know. Everyone feels like they're in this together, they're a family.
The key to
making this internal brand is to guide that family to a successful strategy and help everyone see how they can work together.
Sometimes families have problems communicating. Is that
correct. That's exactly right.
We're going to be taking a short break here. When we get back, we're going to continue on. Amanda's going to be, again, talking about how to integrate your marketing to make it enhance your sales effort. You're listening to KABA, Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM. We're getting down to business. I'm Dave Weatherholt, providing advice you can use. Welcome back to Getting Down to Business. I'm Dave Weatherholt. We have Amanda Cullen, who's joined us again from the beautiful city of Cincinnati. And Amanda specializes, has a company called Zoo in a Jungle Marketing, specializes in helping small businesses market themselves. Before the break, we were talking a little bit, touched on the relationship between sales and marketing. And some, as Gerhard mentioned, some organizations operate in a kind of a vacuum, that each division of the company is a standalone unit. And how can we overcome that?
I've definitely seen what Gerhard has mentioned with companies operating in a silo where each department does its own thing and they view their work that they do every day as in their microcosm. But what companies and employees need to realize is that each person's goal or each person's job has the goal of eventually affecting a customer. And once people realize the big picture, that, you know, the invoice that they, you know, write or the human resource, you know, evaluation that they do eventually is going to affect a customer. And employees are actually very receptive to this concept because everyone likes to do something important. And it's much more important to think, you know, what I'm doing is helping a customer than to think, oh, well, what I'm doing is not that important. I'm just filing a paper. So if you can get your company and get your employees to have one unified brand, to have one unified culture, if you will, if your profitability will increase because everyone will look at what they do based on how will it affect the person down the road, how is this going to affect sales, how is this going to affect, you know, what the customer ends up with.
Right, so we're kind of getting, you know, the culture of an organization is really, really important. And that, again, I know as Amanda and I talked during the week on this subject, it came to mind because I remember IBM as the quintessential sales organization, and their focus from everywhere from the receptionist to the top engineers in R&D. You know, they were all salesmen first and their specialty second, and that showed up in the 70s and 80s when they were, you know, they sold a ton of computers.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, they have one very effective strategy for their particular company in getting everyone in that sales mindset. And different companies will do different specialities. What Gerhard was saying earlier about cold calling was very useful and very great information. And it can also be made a lot easier if the salesperson knows they have a support system behind them. You know, Gerhard was saying it's so important to do your research, and he's very right. But if you can use the resources that exist in your company and you can use the knowledge base that exists right in your company because you're selling stuff that these customers presumably want, so there's someone in the company that knows and can tell you about it, it can make your job a lot easier, and it can make the salespeople feel less isolated, and it can make cold calling a lot easier as well.
So what we're talking about is developing a team approach. Some people like to play tennis alone, but, you do have doubles, and, you know, but team play, people like to be part of a successful team, and that, that's a strategy or something that comes down from more of the senior management to put that in place, the owners of the organization. Is that how you see it?
Not necessarily. The senior management definitely has to buy in, and I think they have to initiate the process. However, if it's the senior management saying, okay, this is our culture and this is what we're going to do, it's not going to work. So, it's not just putting up motivational posters on the wall or sending everyone to a team building seminar over the weekend because, you know, employees are people. They will see right through that.
So
they have a rich culture of their own, and you need to integrate that, and you need to, and that's where small businesses really have the benefit here because there are fewer people that work there, so it's easier to engage everyone in the brand building exercise.
Okay, so what we're talking about is that senior management, even in a larger organization, but a smaller one, they really need to, live, you know, it's not a command culture, but it's a created, kind of like in a family. I mean, it has to be a culture that exists and people can operate in. Is that what I'm understanding you were saying?
Yeah,
you
know,
you can't command somebody to get along with somebody else.
Well, and, you know, some of the profit-generating brand strategies that I've worked on have been to help a company develop an internal brand. And what we do is, with the senior management, we develop the brand, but while we're developing it, we talk to key people throughout the organization, and we really get a sense of what these people need to do their job and what they need from other people and what they need to give other people. And using all this information that we've gathered from these rich conversations that we've had, we put together, you know, workshops, or we put together teleseminars to help people really get on the same page. And they're really open to that because they realize they and their colleagues have come up with this information, and we're just really synthesizing it.
All right. You know, that's really good advice, and, you know, good follow-up to what Gerhard has been talking about, developing a successful sales strategy and getting your marketing to come in and embrace and really reinforce, working together, as a team. So We have to take our last break at this point. It has been a real interesting discussion today. I've enjoyed it. But you're listening to KABA, Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM. We're getting down to business, and I'm Dave Weatherholt, providing advice you can use.
Got a question about starting a small business? Call Dave now at 569-1080. Get ready. We're getting down to business on Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM KABA.
Welcome back. This is Dave Weatherholt. Just kind of doing a wrap-up on today's program. We've been talking about marketing and focusing really on the sales process of marketing. And we've talked about, you know, developing a successful sales strategy so that sales shouldn't operate in a vacuum or all by itself, but be part of a to be really effective, and it needs to be a strategy and part of the kind of core of the organization. You know, especially if we're into business to business or B2B sales, where you know, again, we're developing relationships and meeting the needs of customers. One of the things that I've found is that, you know, it takes kind of more physical resources or your time, but can, you know, a direct sales effort can be really a grassroots effort, just a matter of, you know, making calls or going out and actually knocking on doors. So it doesn't have to be an expensive proposition, but it is, this is an important part. It is one of the most effective ways to promote a business, and, you know, it can be modified to work in a retail environment, but, you know, really is effective in a B2B environment. You know, a successful sales strategy, you know, should include the, you know, a pre-sale preparation, you know, knowing what your products are, how they're used, and how they possibly could meet other companies' needs. So, you know, knowing what companies you can work with, prospecting, you know, finding new clients, you know, sales presentation, closing of the sales presentation, and one of the most important parts about the strategy is post follow-up so that you're getting back to the customer after the sale has been made. Today we've had the pleasure of having Gerhard Werenthaler with Value Sales Group with us. And Gerhard, how can we get in touch with you?
Well, that's easy, Dave. Thank you for having me on the program today. You can get to my website at valuestrategygroup.com or just call it at 222-2703.
All right, thanks. And then, you know, we've had Amanda on. She's been kind of quietly sitting on the sideline.
Thanks for having me on again today, Dave.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Amanda. And what would be the best way to get in touch with you, Amanda?
You can visit my website at zooinajungle.com or email me at amanda@zooinajungle.com.
All right, and we thank both of you for being with us today, and we thank you for listening to Getting Down to Business. Podcasts are available, or MP3s of this program, at waconsult.com. You can go also at that website. You can sign up for my newsletter, Business News and Views. And we do have a blog, so you can let us know what you think about what you've heard today. Again, thanks for listening to KABA, Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM.